some of my students have been asking me some very interesting questions, but I don't know the answers. Do either of you know, Wendy and Stephen? They want to know about the countries in the UK. What countries are there in the UK?
Well, Mary, it's interesting you should say that, because I have a map on the wall here. If you look over here, you can see that at the top of the United Kingdom is Scotland. Mm-hmm. Down here, towards the south of the United Kingdom, you'll find Wales. Across here, in this predominantly green area, Northern Ireland at the top, and you follow my finger around, the largest section of the United Kingdom is England.
Thank you.
And Stephen, do you know which are the capital cities in those four countries?
Well, Wendy, that's a very good question. If you look at my map again, you can see here in Scotland that the capital of Scotland is Edinburgh. If we come across the North Channel to Northern Ireland, you can see that the capital of Northern Ireland is Belfast. If we come across here, the Irish Sea, down to Wales, you'll see that the capital of Wales is Cardiff. And if we come across slightly, the capital of England is London.
That's really helpful, Stephen. Which country has the biggest population?
I know, Mary, England has about 50 million people.
Oh, that's interesting, Wendy, but which country has the lowest population?
Well, Northern Ireland only has about 2 million people.
Don't forget Scotland and Wales. Wales has approximately 3 million people. Scotland has approximately 6 million people. And the whole of the United Kingdom is about 60 million people.
Does anyone know which country has the highest mountain in the UK?
Wendy, I have got that information. I can tell you that the highest mountain in the UK is in Scotland. It's called Ben Nevis, and it's 1,343 metres high.
So which country has the longest river, Mary?
I've got that information too. It says here that the longest river is called the Severn. And it's in England, and it is 354 kilometres in length.
And what's that in the middle of Northern Ireland? Is it a lake, that white area?
You mean this one here?
That's right.
Well, this is actually the largest lake in the United Kingdom. We pronounce it Loch Neagh, but Irish people may pronounce it differently.
Have these four countries always been united?
That's a very good question, Wendy. Over 1,000 years ago, each country had its own monarch, its own king or queen. Though the United Kingdom has its own queen now, that hasn't always been the case. I think Mary has more information about this.
Yes, I do have some more information here. It says that Wales came under the control of England in 1535. Scotland and England joined in 1707. But Ireland, Northern Ireland, is a bit different. In 1800, Great Britain ruled the whole of Ireland, but the Republic of Ireland became independent in 1922, and it's now completely separate, a different country. But the top part of Ireland that we call Northern Ireland, that is still part of Great Britain.